Doom, 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 doom. Welcome to the irregular search.
Boom. We were going really well until you did that very last one, I think.
Welcome to the irregular search for truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go. So it's been a while, I think, since we did our last podcast.
I think it's been like at least 2 weeks, maybe 2.5.
Have you caught up on the postings?
Or I'm completely
are we still
caught up.
Oh, wow. So yes. This one will be current.
It could be if I post this it one, soon enough.
It is March 2007.
You should say 2012. Although maybe by then we won't be around. I don't know when that... What month in 2012 it is that the world ends?
Oh, the world ends, I think, in December of 2012.
Oh, December, really?
Yeah, I think so.
That makes it seem even less, like, real.
That's the Mayans.
But, like, is it... Oh, I guess that makes sense that they would end it, like, when... It's just kind of arbitrary, right? Like, when does the year end for, like, the Mayans? Because they didn't necessarily have, like, a
Yeah, I don't know
Gregorian
when the Mayan
calendar.
New Year was. The Gregorian calendar doesn't really make much sense.
Well, that's why I'm saying December happens to be the 12th month of that calendar, but, like,
right.
You know, the Chinese culture has it, like, I guess, like, just now. Like, I think
yeah.
It was, like, last weekend in February, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, lunar, and then, like, there's a lot of other, like, New Year's. Like, I think Vietnamese people have their own, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, so, it'd be interesting if it was in December.
Yeah. What was with Gregor and his calendar?
I don't know. Maybe he was just like a... I don't know. I'm
you
not
know, actually,
gonna...
the Roman emperors used to insert months and stuff like that.
Well, two of them, right? Like, yeah. Julius and Octavius, I think.
They were just
like... Yeah, because... No.
You know what? We need another month this year.
Well, because, like, October should be the 8th month, right? So, oh, I think it's Augustus and Julius.
That makes sense.
So, like, I think they both inserted in that. Like, September should be the 7th month, and October should be the 8th month.
That's true.
And December should be the 10th month.
Mm-hmm.
But they, in between there, inserted 2 months, and now it's like, well, why is Oct the 10th month?
Yeah. I never put those number roots together there.
It's a lot of ego...
That's
coming at you.
That is.
So he was just trying to reconcile all that stuff, probably, you know.
When I get in charge, there's going to be a new month. Scottober.
Scottober, Scottember. Or just like Scottuary.
That sounds like an orifice.
Scottuary.
Oh, I've got to clean out my Scottuary. Ooh, that's never fun.
Well, I think it would be like your scotulum or something like that, and you would have a a scotuary infection.
Yeah, well, that happens too. I got them all. Oh, woo!
All right.
How you been since the last podcast?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What you want to talk about today?
Well, I had a couple topics. I mean, they're actually not particularly like. Earth-shattering.
That's okay. We never shatter much here.
But coming up on April 1st here, you know, because mm-hmm. It's already March.
Of 2007.
Right. So I wanted to ask you if you had any good pranks that you, like, had pulled in the past. Like, what are your best pranks?
Wow, you asked the wrong guy. I don't believe in pranks. I think they're unethical.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know that I, you know, I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've done many pranks that are memorable.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, I hear, I've heard stories from, like, my dad's college years. And my dad's older. He was in college right after World War II.
Right.
And a lot of his college friends and stuff were like World War II veterans and stuff like that, and it seems like they had a hell of a time just pulling pranks on each other. Like, one time they filled some guy's room up entirely with balled up newspaper, like from the floor to the ceiling and stuff like that. Like, he couldn't get into his room, and I don't know, like, one person was on an archaeological dig somewhere around you know, within 20 miles, I guess, of the campus or something, and someone went out and buried an artifact in their site, like a fake artifact, made a big deal about it. I don't know what else, but like they seem to have done more pranking in those days. I
You know, I think I feel like two ways on that. Like, one, you do hear about, like, all these, like, classic pranks that, like, people mm-hmm. pull. And it used to be, like, I think, like, there was a time where people used to be, like, very, like, Animal House-ish almost.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, back in, like, the 60s or the 70s, people were just, like, kind of crazy and hilarious and always pulling pranks and hijinks on each other. But I think also I hear about just, like, other groups. I think there's just other circles of people who are just more pranky. And, like, the pranks they pull are almost, like, like you said, they're, like, almost, like, kind of, like, ethically, like, you know, edgy, mm-hmm. where it's like, wow, that's lame. Like, you know, it's, yeah. like, kind of like hazing, almost, where yeah, it's, like, yeah. you know, like, hazing, it's kind of fun, I guess, just to a very, very slight degree. It's like, hey, newbie, come over here. You might call him newbie. You know, whereas, like, I was never in a prank.
That's the worst name ever.
Well, I was never in, like, a fraternity, but, like, you hear, like, horrible things happening in fraternities, right, and, right. like, or, like, military, like the army, like school, like West Point or something like that. Yeah. I think I've heard of, like, some hazing rituals there going on and things like that, where it's like, it might just be that I don't like go in those circles.
Well, I think that those things are kind of symptomatic. Hazing rituals of any sort are symptomatic of, like, joining organizations, like organizations where you join and you want right. to be a member, and I am not a joiner by nature. Like, I do, if you have a group that is an exclusive group, I will not join it.
You know? Like that? So, like, I think there's a Groucho Marx quote or something like that. Maybe it might not be him, but it's like, if there's some club that wants me as a member, then I don't want to be part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's more my style. And so maybe I've, you know, missed out on a lot of potential pranks and or hazing. But not, I mean, like, wanting to be, like, a part of anything.
Even in college, you hear about, like, all sorts of classic, like, pranks that people pull on each other just because, like, in the group, in the circle, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people, or even, like, when people get drunk at a party or something like that, like, you know, you're right in their face or something like that. Like, I mean, I've never yeah. even been to a party like that where, like, and it might just be because I didn't go to parties until blacked out. So it's like, the kind of people that black out run in the circles, the kind of people that write on their faces. You know? Whereas, like, the parties that I go to, people drink to a reasonable amount, and then they stop.
cut themselves off before, yeah. like,
There's no, like projectile vomiting, or, like, just losing control of yourself, or, like, you know, violence. Like, it's like, it's not like that, the movie The Hangover, where there's animals showing up in your house, you know, where it's like, why are you wearing a diaper? Or it's like, oh my God, you guys cut my hair? Or, like, you know, yeah. like, you don't hear about that stuff because, yeah. like, I guess they just don't party very hard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like I'm kind of torn because it's like, yeah, like, it'd be cool to have, like, have pranks pulled, but then I think that means you need to run in a group of people that, like, kind of party a little harder
and probably, like, might be pushing it a bit much.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happens, because, like, the classic pranks are always, like, the ones that are like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that to that guy, you mm-hmm. know. And so it's like, I'm wondering whether it's, and I think it's a little bit of both, but it's like, I think that stuff happens now, but you also feel like you hear about it, like, back in the 60s, like, oh, I pulled this prank on, like, and it's like your dad will tell the story, or, like, your uncle or whatever,
right.
So I don't know, maybe it's just that you don't really talk to you all about pranks unless they're, like, your older relatives who pull some classic ones, or they're just, like, crazy people on TV who are, like, kind of, like, party hard.
Mm.
But I have a couple pranks that I pulled that, like, I mean, they're pretty, like, pretty tame. But, I mean, they're funny, and, like, I fessed up to it, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so one time in college, it was April Fool's Day, and I just took all the furniture in our apartment and put it in my one roommate's room. It's just like, you know, so, like, when he came, he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, Happy New Year, or April Fool's Day, or whatever it was. You know, he's like, ha ha ha. And then it's like, I helped him, like, move all the furniture out. Whereas, like, I'm not sure if, like, these, like, classic pranksters would necessarily help out, or, like, I'm not sure if your dad helped out with the,
I don't know if he was actually involved. He was there. Okay, like he was in the dorm, you know, right. It happened in.
Like, you hear about people saran wrapping car doors shut. Have you heard that?
Oh, no.
Like, what you'll do is you'll go and, like, in the middle of the night, you'll take a huge, like, you know, roll of saran wrap, and you just, like, wrap it up and around and under the car, around and around and around, like, maybe 100 times. So it's like, it looks like your car is completely fine, but you can't even open it because there's, like, so much saran wrap around it.
That's interesting.
Or you might, like, if somebody has a convertible, you fill it all with, like, those styrofoam peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And you're like, what the, oh. You know?
Yeah. Now I have to litter. Just by opening my door.